Hello, I'm Cara and I'm here with Dennis representing the youth media team at Data Summit 2017. We are here interviewing Dr. TJ McIntyre. Tell us a bit about yourself and what brings you here today.
Hi, I'm a lecturer in law in UCD and I'm chairman of a group called Digital Rights Ireland, and we work on issues about, amongst other things, data protection and privacy online, and the Data Summit is obviously a very important Irish forum to discuss these issues.
Why is data protection important?
Data protection is a terrible term because it sounds like a really dry, really abstract concept. After all, what is data? Why should anybody care about protecting it? It's really about protecting the individual. It's about controlling who has your information, who can know things about you, who can share information about you without your consent. It's about who can take your information and use it to charge you a higher price, to deny you health insurance, to manipulate how you vote. So data protection is about the fundamental rights of the individual. It's your right to privacy. It's your right to control your autonomy. It's your right to limit attempts by other people to control your behaviour.
How do we get the balance between privacy and security right?
I don't think there is a trade-off between privacy and security. Privacy is an important aspect of security. So the technology that lets us have secure emails, secure telephone calls with each other without having hackers crack into them is an important part of keeping us secure. The rights that enable you to go online without being spied on by advertisers or others are also an important point of helping to keep you secure. So rather than say, how can we get the balance right between the two, the real question is, how can we maximise privacy and at the same time maximise security?
What should the civil society contribute to this area?
So data protection is an area where there is a lot of money being spent on lavish events like this one by governments, by large technology companies. There is an important voice here for the individual. It's important that the individual be heard and that individual rights not get lost in the mix when governments want to do their thing, companies want to promote their own profits, and the risk is that the individual user is neglected. So groups like Digital Rights Ireland have a chance here to shape the debate, to contribute the perspective of the individual, and at the same time to do things like bring litigation, as Digital Rights Ireland is currently doing, where we think that states or companies are not protecting our rights.